Okay, first year in the Shogazin series. We'll see. So at the end of Maseches Nida, today is going to be very little halacha, if anything, a little hashkafa mostly. So the Gemara at the end of Maseches Nida concludes with Tarek Ve'Eliyot, Hashem Alachos B'chol Yom, Muftach Yishu B'lam Abba. And it's a little place there. So Toy says the Gemara wanted a Messiah of her Tov. Smarsha has fear. Vma Shahuva Maimar. The Gemara brings down the Chumar of Azera, that Benos Yisrael, Machmirus Alatzman, Shafelos Tipos Dom Kechardel Yeshev Zalot Zayin Akiyim. Like, there's no. It used to be very complicated what's Nida Zalva. And Nida does say in the Kiyum, technically, Madiraisa, Zava does, Anida doesn't. Anida is the need for 7 days, but to see Dam all that 7 days, just have to stop seeing Dam, go to the Mikvah that night. But then there's the Chumrah that Benos Yisrael started being Machmir. So now, Kalapi Sha'omru says the Marsha, Kinen upischi Nida hein hein halachas. There's a lot of Kinim has a lot of cheshbonos if the birds get mixed up and it's a question of an ol or a chatos, and pischei nida is when you start being a nida again, when nida zava, and you're not sure. Says the Marsha, the chol hani mili talyan b'cheshbonos with a mispar, like algorithms, you have to figure out what's the likelihood. Ukrovin latos the cheshbon akmatius. That's by the tzkufos. But kinan and pischei nida is heinein gufei halachos, because if you make a mistake, it could be a question of kares. So the Marsha, so you could think, but after the chumra of zera, so now you don't have to learn these cheshbainas anymore. Because so there's no more, it blurs the difference between nida, so the pischei nida is not important anymore. So you can see you don't have to learn the halachos. It's not so negay anymore. So I'll say, ma'isi, kol hashon halachos b'chol yoyim, shehu hilchos nida. So the Gemara saying, that kol hashon halachos b'chol yoyim is a reference to hilchos nida. They say halachos b'chol yoyim. She'ein ein gufa halachos, that even though you think lo yismach atzmo loma de b'chumrid rab zera niskan kol te'usa, you shouldn't think you don't have to learn it, says the Marsha. And because since there's the chumrid rab zera, so the importance of learning it, which is the difference between need and zolva, is not so negay. Is that negay anymore? Ella hashana oisem gufi halach. She must need a yizuch haylam abba. So, according to the Marsha, even if it's not so negay anymore, this is what I wanted to start with. According to the Marsha, even if the point of the Gemara, first of all, the statement that hashana halachos b'chol yoyim muftach leishu ben alam abba is talking about hilchos nida. First of all. Second of all, the point of saying it, says the Marsha, this is Marsha at the end of Nida, the point of saying it is even if you think it's not so negay anymore. He's talking about Tibus Dam Kechardel Yeshev Shalom Zayin Nekiyim. So it erases a lot of the importance of knowing the complicated halachos of Pischei Nida. So he says, still, you have to learn it. You never know when it's Negea. It could be Negea, and don't think it's not Negea. So here also, by us, you know, you think everybody, it's not so Negea anymore. Either they dump it on the woman, or they say, getting old already, or I learned it already, I don't have to do it. So according to the Marsha, there's a stress in the Gemara on the importance of learning the halachos, even if it doesn't seem to be so Negea anymore. Okay, and that's what it means. And Kol Hashana Lachos B'Kol Yom Muftach L'Shem Ben Amaba is taka reference to someone learning Hilchos Nida, even if it doesn't seem to be so nogeya anymore. Okay. Marsha doesn't say it. He says it's a reference to Nida because of the Chumra of Abzeira. So it blurs the difference, and maybe it's not so important to learn it anymore. So, okay. Now, Nida is a very interesting phenomenon. We know that a Nida is Tumeya. It's Tuma, like a Metzora is Tame, or a Ledus is Tame. A Ledus actually in Tumas Nida is probably the same type of Tuma. But there's an Indian of Tuma, and she's also to eat Kachim, can go into the base of Mikdash, also Betruma. It's a Tuma. Regular Tuma, she touches something, it becomes Tuma. She can go into the base of Mikdash. She removes the Tuma by whatever period of time she has to wait. Yoledes, Zava, Nida, Kalechet, Kede, Isla. And then she goes to the Mikdash, and the Tuma goes off. At the same time, it is also the Isla Baila. So, which also, she becomes Mutter, and she goes to the, also with the requisite number of counting and mikvah, until then she's usher. So the question is, what's the relationship between the tumah and the iser? Is there one? So there's one issue, the noid behuda in your idea, and the shmeitza, Chef Shmeitza, they stress. The question is if the rules of Tumah apply. You have rules of Tumah, like Sofek Tumah Bishus Yochet Sfeiko Tame, or Embo Das Lisho Sfeiko Tohar. So someone wanted to be Matir a Shaila based on the rules of Tumah and apply it to Nida. So the Noid Biyud says Gamba Gufa Dofa Loima Bedin Isser Nida Labaila Dine Tumah Vatira. He says, Isha Shemotza Kesem Bishus Harabim. So you can have a different din Bishus Harabim Bishus Hayochid. So the Rebbe says, Ein Mokam L'Chilukim Elu Shel Tumah V'Taira. The Chilukim being between Bishus Harabim Bishus Hayochid. You do have L'Mashal the Isser of Saita. It shouldn't be so strange, the Marshal, he says, you do have an Issa Saita Labaila. For women's Mazana, the Issa Labaila is called Tumah. It's Asur, but the Issa is one of the, it's a Shem Tumah, and it has the rules of Tumah, as the Gemara says, but he says, but Nida's not like that. Even though there's one channel of Nida that has to do with Tumah the Tahara, but the Issa Labaila is not the question of, it doesn't have the rules of Tumah V'Tahara. Shmaitza says the same thing, in Shmaitza Aleph Perek Yud Beis. Nida labayla ainu mishum tuma. The iser is it's an iser, but it's not mishum tuma. And l'mash asur labayla hu mishum iser nida sheba. Mishum achi kol labayla havalei kamoshori surei Torah. Bein bam chilek reshuyos between yishayochad yishasarabim ubesafik iser ubesafik tzveka mutter. You follow the rules of iser v'heta. You don't follow the rules of tuma v'tahara. And he also says you do have a precedent that an Issa V'Heta thing could be essentially a Tumah thing and follow the rules of Tumah by the Issa of Isha, a Saita L'Isha, but that's not the way it is by Nida. Imam is like the Noid B'Yud. Michael says the same thing. Okay. But L'maisa, you do find, first of all, okay, but it's too much of a coincidence, really, to just say that, you see, it's tumah and it's osur. So even if the isur is a regular isur and it's not machmas tumah, but it just means the rules. Just saying the rules are the rules of isur that have it. But the idea, it's so you see machalas asuras, it's called it's metamtem belayis. So I don't know if I'd call it tumah, although the Torah does refer to it as a tumah. But even in the Torah, it's not a technical tumah that it's metamei something else if it touches something else. But here, and even that's cool that the. And even there, we see that the Isser, although there it's certainly Isser Vahetter, is Nevea from some spiritual negativity that the Machalas Asuras has. Certainly by Nida, you see the Marshal, the place of the Marsham, a Ben Nida. You see, a Ben Nida is called a Pogum. That's Machmus, the Tumas Nida, it has an effect on the child. And the Marsham, there's a shuvah in the Marsham about making, you know, Zriyam Lachtis to do it while she's a Nida. So he's very, very hesitant to be matir to create, you know, like a child, there's no way to be Asura. But he's very hesitant to be matir it. So there is, so although the rules of the Isser don't follow the rules of Tumah, but if you see that she's Asur, and then what makes a mutter is the mikvah and the taking off of the tumah. So you see how upon that the Isser Lechora, you talk about the Isser Nida, you learn Hilchos Nida, Isser Nida has the Chomer of the Dover Tomei. The Marshal, the Gerari says in Chumash, the Gerari says in Chumash, by Sora Imenu, it says she had. I didn't prepare. I didn't find to prepare properly. Sora Imenu had three things: the Ner Dolka and the Onan on the Ohel, and the Bracha Bachala. So the Gerari says it represents the three mitzvahs of a woman: Nid the Chala and the Lokas Aner. So the Lokas Aner is obvious. That matches up to the Nair, and the Chala is a Bracha B'Yisasa. But Nida was what's the connection to the Onan on the Ohel? So the Onan is the Shechina, and Ish V'Isha is an aspect of the Shechina. There's a Kedusha there. Certainly Alpi Kabbalah, the Zohar and the Nekeva coming together is an union of the Shechina, and the Shechina is a partner, certainly to produce a child. The Shechina Shore, Stam Ish V'Isha Shechina B'Neihem, the Ohel of a person is like the Ramban says in Shmos, I quote it a lot of times, that it's like the Ovos. You want to have a house like the Ovos with the Shechina Shore. So the Onan on the Ohel of Sora is makbil to Nida. Nida chala the Lekos Aner. So the Onan, the Shechina, so it's driven away by Tumah. And if you could talk about that the Ish V'Isha coming together is the Shechina's there, right? We don't look at it as a davar, something disgusting, chas v'shalom, or wrong. It's something of supreme kedusha, and it's supposed to represent kedusha. So you can understand that nida, which is tumah, it's like it's almost like going into the Beis Hamikdash when you're tamei. That's the idea. So although again the rules are the rules of Isser, that's what the Achrayim stress. But if you see it so kosher to a davar tamei, and it becomes mutter when she goes to the mikvah. So you see that it shows you that the house and the Ish V'Isha is a dover kadosh with tahor, and tumah ruins it. You can't have it when it's tummy. Like you can't with the base mikdash when it's tummy, so you can't be together when it's tummy. Because being together is like the shechinah's there also, and if and there's a tumah. The chachma of Eibishter is that the woman b'shasni dosa is tummy. So that's why it's also the baila, because it's so that the tumah shouldn't intrude onto a davar kadosh v'tahar. So that's what Hilchos Nida is really all about. It really shows you the specialness of the Isha L'Baila. That's one aspect of Hilchos Nida. Another aspect is that it forces a person really to have a different type of relationship with his wife. As we look at it as a return to Adam Arishon, a return to Yitzhar Ha'adam, that was offered in the cave of Ra. And so there's different ways that manifests itself. The Ishvisha working together, and it's really one unit, two halves of an neshama. So by asering, she is undergoing a renewal. Like the Zohar is like the Shemesh, the woman is like the Yareach, and it undergoes a renewal. And the Dam is like, there's a cycle. And it's a renewal, like the Yareach, like the moon is a renewal. And it has its periods of waxing and waning. Tuma and Tara, and that's part of like the cycle of life. That you have Tuma v'tahara, Tuma v'tahara, ups and downs. But it forces the couple to have a different type of relationship. There's one relationship which is the Ishvishto when she's mutter, and then you have to be more of a team and work together, maybe more like Rav Shmuel Hirsch compares it to a brother and a sister. That it forces you to have that type of relationship. I'm not so sure. I'm not a big fan of saying the wife has to be your best friend, but you have to work together. I think it helps you focus on the bias more. There's two things going on. There's the relationship between the Ish and Isha, but then they're building a bias together. So you build a bias Naaman, you talk about. So the fact that when she's undergoing her renewal, you're forced to, I think it forces you to focus on the bias. And not just focus. Rav Shmuel Hirsch talks about it, it stops you from focusing on her as an object. As we see by the goyim, there's always the danger of viewing her as an object that's there for the pleasure of the man. So it forces you to go away from that. But the truth is that even when she's mutter, it's not supposed to be that way. That's not the way. It's not about right how much pleasure each one could have from the other one, but it's really supposed to be how much pleasure each one can give the other one. So I'm more noted to say that the Yemei Isser, the cycle of Isser Heter, forces you to focus on the bias, not just on each other and building that relationship, but on working as a team, legavi the bias. So that's number two. So number one is that the Tumas Nida. So the first point was that we're dealing with, although the Achronim stress that the rules of the Isser is Isser v'Heter, not Tumah. But I think it's too bolate, and you see Ben Nida's a pogum. So you see that the Isser is Novea from Tumah, and it would be like Macholos Asuras, that the Isser is Novea from a spiritual flaw, the spiritual danger of the food. So here it's Novea from the Tumah, and that's why you see there's a pogam. That's number one. Number two is that the Shechina and the Tahara of the house, and especially coming together in relations and producing a child, the Shechina Shaira, and the Torah doesn't want that to happen when it's Tameh. That's number two. And also it's, so you don't want Tumah to intrude. And it forces you to have a different type of relationship with your wife. The mark of the Islay. Okay, I'm afraid that's all I prepared. I'm sorry. I'm very busy with art school. I didn't have time to prepare properly. So I figure today will be Ashkafa. We'll start with Halacha next week. I apologize. I haven't slept in a few days. That's why I'm groping here also. I apologize. But this was the Hashkafa, and I think we're going to start with Harchakas. If you want to know, next week we'll do Harchakas. And, okay, I'm sorry, yeah. Okay.
Back to the area.